still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation on the scarcity mindset. The question being, Gutsi, what is the one thing you think would change your life right now? Because I do believe, Gutsi, wongo mundu sala sati, neti nangathola nangathola. So, mfuna kuvangawe, Gutsi, wena, yini lelo tsayi, yabona Fezile, ngiyakubona konke. But yabona kwalunga le. Ah. Nasebusuku ngidawulala kahle nami ngidawufana nalabanye abantu ngicale kujabula. Everything that's stopping me from fully living my life would now start happening. Now, just to talk about yini le scarcity mindset that we're going to be having a conversation about. A scarcity mindset is a way of thinking that focuses on something you don't have enough of. This scarce resource is often money or time, but it also could be other things such as emotional support. If you have a scarcity mindset, you're so obsessed with what you lack that you can't seem to focus on anything else no matter how hard you try. You see why it's that one thing that you feel ukuthi kahle kahle phezile ngiyo le lengijontshela injabulo le ngaba kusiyo le ngabe ngihappy kabi. I would even have the energy, you know, to go out and do different things. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943. What is that one thing you think would change your life right now? I think you might just be the person. I'm kidding. Question being, what is the one thing you think would change your life right now? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943. Now, if you missed it, the scarcity mindset is a way of thinking that focuses on something that you don't have enough of or don't have at all. Because sometimes it really is something that you don't have, that you desire or that you want. However way you'd like to put it. And the reason why we're having this conversation is because life happens to all of us. And ngeke ngithande ukuthi uma ngikhuluma nebantu ngithi mina akekho umuntu longqono kunalomunye umuntu lamhlabeni nalabala ababonakala bangcono abasingcono, because everyone has something that they feel would complete them, mainly because we are ambitious beings. We're always striving for the next thing, you know, for something better than where we are, something better than what we have. Imbiling logo kuhlala kune goal. You get to this goal post and then you shift it. Yeah, la sengifikile, now what else needs to be done or can be done, or how further can I push myself? And I had a rude awakening this year. To be honest, I had a rude awakening where I had to sit down and reflect on my life and make an audit of my journey of life, you know, from langkamga kona to langkona kon. And I realized, you know, ngulungulu sometimes utos shy ngekuthi athathe all of the things that we prayed for wasinikeda, because we want this, and then when we get it, we don't even enjoy it or fully be present in the moment when it gets into our lives, because it's almost like we've ticked a box and now, okay, never mind. And that makes us very unhappy because we are always tired. We're always working hard. There was a time where, especially umangabu nemoto, there was a time where you didn't have a car. Unetwa timvula, bokaleli moto. Ifigi moto, guna kutu enjoy, man. I've got a car. You know, it makes life a lot more convenient for me. Now you're stressing about how the car is not expensive. It's not this. It's not. I can't wenda lugulo wendua. Hey, sometimes we need to take a moment in life, nje, and be fully present. Be fully present in your life. Be fully present and enjoy bantwana bakho. Be fully present and enjoy the time that you spend with your partner. Because there was a time where both wena eish yati nangathola umuntu lo serious yati nangaba nebantwana nangaba nani. You are there now, but instead of being fully present and enjoying that blessing, enjoying that moment, you still choose to focus on what still needs to be achieved. And a lot of the time, that's the only reason why we are either always tired, we are overworked, or unhappy. Because I'll realize, buga, nyalo, laukona kon, is where you want it to be. Can you just act like it for a moment before you start, you know, worrying about where you could be? No, no, no. You are not where you used to be. You are not where you started. And no matter you are unemployed, do not think for a moment ukuthi uma ngabe usengawuthola umsebenzi, you are still where you are when you started applying. There was a time where mhlambe you did not even have the strength ukuthi uthumele iCV. There was a time mhlambe where you were suicidal. There was a time mhlambe where it was hard to even get my cosmetics. But right now, ngithi mina, if you can just stop focusing on lenza ba imsebenzi, you will be shocked when you realize ukuthi yati kahle kahle ngisurvive njani. These are conversations we forget to have with ourselves, where you acknowledge ukuthi phela mina nginamali but ngiyadla, my bills get paid. It's almost as if kwendeka magic every time kuba nesidingo and ngithole lesidingo sesi provided for somehow, whether someone always comes through, whether imali kwespanyana lokuncane kuvela conveniently towards isikhathi la ngilothi, but nje there's something that's always happening in my life to ensure ukuthi the things that I need are provided for. Sometimes that's all it takes for you to acknowledge that. And it will also help you to understand ukuthi uto survive up until you get that job. Ngoba namanje ukuthi uphila njani, usurvive njani. Akusikuhlanganipha nekwadi wakho. That is why we're having this conversation. There are a lot of things empilweni yakho that you are missing right now because you are focusing on that one thing. Lo feela ukuthi mhlambi kwenda ubonakala ngathi usehluleki, lo feela ngathi mhlambi imendleleni njabulo. No, there's absolutely nothing that is stopping you from living your life except you. Because all of the things that you didn't have at one point tikhona manje, but awudiboni ngoba you are worried about bigger and better. Think about it. I'm getting into your comments as to ukuthi wena, what is the one thing that you think would change your life right now? And this is what you had to say on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Zweli Bintulu, if I can bring my business to boom phase right now, yo, that would be amazing. Enjoy the journey. Because when you start getting to a level where your business is a success and people are interviewing you and you are now advising other people when they're starting off, you are going to look back and say, hey, there's a part of me that misses those stages. Labeng saqala khona. Peggy N. Shabang, uthi permanent job would definitely turn my life around. Keep applying, Skokosam. Something will happen. When the time is right, God will make it happen. Lindomen Madonsela, uthi one thing that can change my life is to be honest with myself. Honesty is the best policy. Kudinto lebhlungu njengekuphila impilo yokudiyenga, because you end up surviving on different things to numb yourself from reality. And I believe that's how people get addicted. Whether you get addicted to gulala, or you get addicted to drugs, or you get addicted to alcohol, you are running away from something. You know ukuthi la mangalo hlala utitshela wona ngempilo yakho or ngawe, kuba nesikhathi la ungasakhona kuwabalekela khona, and reality is really staring at you. So now you constantly need to put yourself in situations that complement the fairy tale you are living in and do not disturb it. So sometimes just have that honest conversation, uface reality, ungayisabi, and realize sometimes it's not even that bad. Ubalekela into lengathusi ngale ndlela, ithusa ngoba ufuna kuyiface. Ephraim Ree, uthi finding a very fine, nice lady who will go out with me. Ongaqeli ma airtime nema favor nama hey. And bakhona shem. Sikhona. Thinele singaqeli ma favor nema airtime nema le money lesa. Sikhona shem. Udomthola, unfortunately mina ngisase available. Mara bakhona, bakhona abafatla bas na. I pride yami ayingivumile. Uyabona mangiyendodzeni fanele ngitshele ukuthi ngakhele likhaya. Uyabona ngendele tindo leti khombisa ukuthi ndivothi khona leti sinzako leti funa amandla endivotha. Mara lokuncanyana nje lokufuna ukuthi ngibonakale nami ezimfadi ukuthi ngiyakhona, hayi. Ngiyakhona. Airtime hawa. Ngamane sikucelele lokuthusa, uyabona ngamane ngikucela iTLB, ya ngithi hey baby. Kune project light ithi ngi TLB ene le mali leto sivusa la endlini. Ya le inkinga elo yisendodzini le. Uyavisisa? Hey baby, la kufunakala le mali yabo meselane la. Uyabona iplan yona ayinayibuyile approve. Kufunakala imali yabo meselane. Leyo seyindzaba lefuna invota le.
Ayi manikness ubocela indoda amanikness izeyithini. Ubuka lamandla endoda. Indoda umuntu lo onemandla landlule emfati lesho sinalo lokuyisa kuye fanele kube nemandla ukuthi ngemandla la ngetuluke akho mfati. Ya seyindzaba le serious le longahla. Hayi ukuthi usithi kubabe kushoda anyanisa. Hayi maka waye ungahlanyile. Now what are the causes of scarcity mindset? You might develop a scarcity mindset for many different reasons. It may stem from past traumas or life-changing events, such as having a baby or losing a job, and childhood experiences and upbringing. If your parents or caregivers had a scarcity mindset, such as due to financial struggles, they may have focused much of their attention on meeting financial needs and less on other things, possibly making bad long-term decisions. They could have passed this approach on to you. And I love the fact that it highlights kuthi focusing kakhulu on financial goals is a mistake. It's a big mistake. There are so many things leti balegi leti mbilwente to leti zingi attention etu tipelele. Our children, our partners, you know, our families, ourselves. Ngoba na we atitzinga. Outside of always chasing money and worrying about bills and the reality is the bills will get paid, the opportunities will come, and things will happen exactly how they must happen. As long as wena umuntu lohlelekile empilweni. Ngoba ngisho ukuthi bani bangahleleki. But ngithi, there's only so much that you can do. Ungabi control freak. Uzutibangele ukugula. No. Kunetinto nje lefanele siaccept ukuthi there's a divine plan. That's why nginokuhleka abantu labathi mina ngidoba rich ngibabuke ngihleke ngithi look, we're not all going to be wealthy, and that is a reality that we must all accept. And ngulungulu kwende ngamabomu. So uma ngabe wena you're going to spend the rest of your life thinking ukuthi ngulungulu wendi mistake ngokuthi wena awusi rich. Kusho ukuthi naloku ngulungulu lakuphathele kona. Angeke kuze kukujabulise, and not because akuna potential ukukujabulisa, mara ngoba wena u believe ukuthi kuzokuthi ube happy empilweni kumele ube rich, which is not correct. Bantu laba rich have a lot of enemies, including their family members, ngoba bayathi ukuthi kulula ukuthi bangibulale ngoba babuke ukuthi batozuza. They will inherit what I have. So nyalo, you are happy. Mhlambe you are living a simple life. You can afford it. Indoletic jablisa go right now. But awufuni kuti jablela nekti enjoy ngoba wena believe kuthi you are destined for wealth. No, not everyone is destined for wealth. Wealth requires a lot of wisdom. Uma ngabe labantu lesibatiwe ukuthi ba wealthy nyalo, they didn't have wisdom. Ngabe bafakuzala njengoba ngisho ngithi akekho umuntu lonetitha njengemuntu lonomnotho. So uNkulunkulu akendi mistake, uyathi ngakunika. Mara kungenzeka ukuthi the minute ngikunika leyo mali leyo mnotho lokhala ngawo, not only will you get killed by the person you share a pillow with, but lomnotho will end up financing a lot of things that will cause destruction in the universe. The way wena ungayo. Uyabhayiziseka, uyayengeka. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So sometimes God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows why. Athi wena, you are not destined for that. But trust that loku yena lathi kufanele wena. Kutokujabulisa uma kuphela wena ungayekela ukucabanga ukuthi i mistake. He knows you. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. Uyakwazi ukuthi wena uthanda ama relationship kakhulu, angakunikeza umnotho as lo mnotho lo ngikunikeza wona lo usho ukuthi angeke uzube nendoda. Ungafa ngoba indoda una madoda vele indoda yakho yathithanda. Kanze uyathi ukuthi awuna inhlanhla yemendo. So if I give you wealth, you need to make peace with the fact that kufa kwakho because of that wealth. Kutota nemuntu lotota athi uyakuthanda. Uyadadi wena uhlala une stress. Yathi ngingathola umuntu lo ongithanda mara ufuna mnotho. No. Mnotho ufuna umuntu lo okay with not being liked by other people. Mnotho ufuna umuntu longana nkingane kungabine partner if that will save them. Mnotho ufuna umuntu longana nkingane nokuphila without friends nemdeni. You have to be willing to be a loner in the interest of protecting yourself because you know everyone wants money. When uthanda abangani, uthanda umjolo. Awukhoni nokuceta inyanga ungalali wethu. Ipartner yakho engakuflathela so uyakhala, "Hey, akasangiboni." Hey, mnotha kusimdlalo. Mnotha umfuni umuntu lo clingy ebantwini. Mnotha ufuna wathi ukuthi the minute uthola
wonke lo muntu usefanele umbone isitha sakho angakucabangeli lutho because they have the potential to kill you for exactly what you have. It's Rise of M.
One moment. That's all it.
It's Rise of M with Asake Alive, and you still tuned in to Rise of M evenings with your radio madam Fezile Manzini. And I asked you on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise of M 943, what is the one thing you think would change your life right now? And this is what you had to say. Zweli B. Nduli. I think I'd read that one. Let me go through another one. Guna applies a toolkit. Utsi, getting married can make me a better man. I love an honest man. And hopefully that will happen for you. I love a man who says, I don't want to be in the streets. I want to go build a family. That's beautiful. We need a lot of men that still believe in the family as an institution. Siyan tsinga bo papa, ne siyan tsanza bo papa, ne? Samuel, Dr. Love has rebuilt my business. Madlamini, sisi utsi. 10K nje kuphela khomotso mkhatjwa uthi my dream start a business to come true so I can fulfill my wishes. Nombumelelo Mafungwa so uthi emakhosini building my aftercare disability and teenage center. Pumeza Zwane uthi my business growing. I love that I'm seeing a lot of women saying business. No, that is very inspirational. It says we've got our goals set right. Yeah, lem shata. Sesitolobola bona. Can change my life by settling the debts I have. Kancane kancane. Ungazufuni lamsami ngithi mina. Challenge yourself nje uthi ngidokubhadala kancane kancane kungaphela lo mnyaka ucithile. Momongosi uthi winning a lotto my sorrows will end. Siphe sihle ngomana uthi a permanent job. Miss P Mhlonga uthi Rise FM to play my songs. It can happen, it will happen. Uthi I have sent an email today afternoon, okay? All right. Hopefully, they will read because angs aba maning, but your dream will come true. Yabona leyo. Na ye music. This is Mpumalanga's best music for a reason. It will happen. Just keep believing. Keep listening to Rise FM. Guto wendek. Swiso David Mavimbela. Hey, Fezi. Money because still have to build my own house. My son is in grade 11. Soon we are kleta. Meleng loboleng shate then by myself. Skada sepa kilapoge. All is well. One thing I love about yours is that those to me seems like goals and they will be achievable. But in the meantime, ngicela ukuthi uimbrace la ukhona khona and enjoy the journey to getting there. Yati uzuhleke uve bantu once they've made it, but yati ngikhumbula singana imali bese happy njani nesithandwa sami. You will miss that. Ayikho into lemnanzi njengokuthi nihlinisa inhledi nemuntu wakho. Ubona uma ningana imali, kuyaba nesikhathi phela ey. Ya ubone ukuthi endlini akunamali manje ya we are breathing through the wound nalo uphuma so nami ngiphuma so sibuye baby sende imali nibone ukuthi hanya lo asikapush la nipusha khona sesifundana ama biscuits ngibona kumnanza ngithi phela niba romantic kakhulu ngidlule emhleni seniyafundana mcha uthe baby akumbula lesasikhathi mara sishayekile. Sahamba sayodla kuphi. Kuba mnanzi. So enjoy the journey. There are still beautiful memories that can be created even in the struggle. And kuba mnanzi kakhulu uma sekumnanzi. Senixoxa ukuthi baby, yakhumbula nini makwendeka he, nithi hleke. He, ya lapho. Si stressed love. Ngazila ngathandaza. Sahamba sokhuphuka inzaba sasizile sithandwa sami munemuntu akakhulumise bakubo siyayibita le mali manje siyayibita sithandwa sami kushubile kunzima he naku sifikile love kunjani makunje khamisa love hlafuna yeah if you hustle with your pay you know that kuthi niyatihleka ukuthi hey yakhumbula yeah unemamuthi la endlini isibhebi kutolunga man tolunga it's fine. Ukwadele ukuthi awukhoni kwenda 1 2 3 ngoba phela majita vele nini ba stressed kakhulu once sathi hey baby lana in ingana mali yeah uvelative ngathi kahle useless umimedi sayithi kufanele kwenteke loku and ngiyati ukuthi kushubile ke manje but kuba mnanzi mase sicoca sesindlulile and kwenda sithandzane kakhulu kwenda sithandzane kakhulu kona lokho ukuthi yakhumbula sithando singana mali ngizangabela ke naso lokho yamkhumbula angizangabela kuyakhumbula yeah so ngathi ngiyakhlupha nje lo mase ngithi transfera lo 5k Transfer lo 5K. Imali yami leyo kubeketela. Nabo I love you. I believe in you, baby. We will make it, baby. We can do this, baby. I'm rooting for you, baby. Ngikuca ngikhuleka la. Ngithi uyaphuma nje lekuseni. Uthi wenda 1, 2, 3. Makwenze kukhanye. Ngiyakhumbula? Ngithanda sangize ngikhale la. Nyalo le mali seyifikile. Transfer lo 5K. Ngizokhumbula lafu. Akucabuze scope. Kumnanzi. So now, create those memories even in the struggle. Kutoba mnanzi kakhulu mase kulungile. So as a family.